involved in what the lady is already skene, even though Shimon is unhappy with it. So, if they're happy with it, according to my Mishloshta, and on the base of Tank is free, so he has to have das. He has to have das. To, Shimon has to have das to be Zeyche for Levi. But if Shimon doesn't want, so Levi couldn't be Zeyche. So that's why it was necessary to resort to the corner of my Mishloshta. Which for all the companies of Hashem, because I'm Balkov, Vintema. Und was wissen wir kaum und kümmern nur kleine Mäßig nach Amise. Und mich auch sieht man mit Gimu, weil man ihm vorstellen, was wissen wir schon Tank is free. So now, Ramitam mentions another limitation. Upon the principle of Tank is free, wenn man tam die Tele habe ich es viel, ich mich ladom ja ja und was wissen wir machen dabei der Woche wenn ich hast da und beim ziehe gab mir ziehe wird schon man mir sagt immer beschlossen die konne aber wie schon gut gebiode mich in euch die aber gab die was wir haben Tank is free so far am tam Menschen tun mit nichts. One is that my beschlossen that Tank is free does not apply. Tank is free does not apply to Mitzia, because Tank is free can only apply to a case where there is a Dazachers. Now, the second limitation is that even in a case where there is a Dazachers, only when there is a Misirim Yad Liyad, then we say Tank is free. But if there is no Misirim Yad Liyad, we don't say Tank is free. Now, Ramatam mentions another Chidesh. Vapir, Ramatam, the Shirev, and Avakim Milve, the Kabrim, and Tevil, and Kisri, Avakam, and Matur, and Avakim Kisri, the Shirch, and Vilav, and Lay, and Achnaf, and Lav, and Mishachele, Mishimoch, and Choshir, and Kheiv, the Amrid, and Tevil, Kisri. So Ramatam says that even by Das Acheres Makdeisam, not always do we apply the principle of Tevil, Kisri. Matoni, certainly Das Acheres Makdeisam. But Tank is free, we don't say. Tank is free, we only say by Chayim, by Pekodim, by Shichu, you also said, why the Aloch of Tank is free? Because Shichu, ordinary, under normal circumstances, it's also to be Mishach. Kalam Shachar Abdei Babes. So, Otugashi Askinen. So when Gemara discusses a case of Shichu, he discusses a case of Shichu Beheta. That means, if there a case where the Eved was loyal to the Odin, and he was nice to the Odin, so the male of the Odin is indebted, machmas akores teve, to the Eved, so then it's a chay of akores teve, there is no kriya, but it's a chay, so there we say Tank is free. In other words, there's another limitation upon Tank is free. So one limitation is that it doesn't apply to a case where there is no dazachers. A second limitation is it doesn't apply to a case where there is no Nisirim Yaliyah. A third limitation is there is that even when there is a Dazacheres, only when there is a Chayv, when there is a legal or moral obligation to pay. So then we say Tank is free. But where there is no moral obligation, not a legal, not a moral obligation, matone, so then we don't say Tank is free. Umdani kamatam yishrim matonu imilve, ditinyon li kamo ilichon li plei nishare chayu lei, ditinyon li plei nishare chayu lei, vichay mi vikod nchayu vachi osei, vim bolan zer vichay zer, alu vichay iva vilach kisri, vika matonu paskin bedim se pirkin kapshina nosi, tilch lab kisri, vichay mi vishah shulayach, oma shulayach matonu kshri haget, vichay leich, nakimine lehe lech lab kisri, so we paskin that by matonu eilach is lab kisri. But this Gemara only tells us that Heilech is Lav Kisri, even though Heilech is Kisri by Pekodin and Milve. But how do we know that Ted also is not Kisri Matone? Maybe Ted has more of a connotation of Sri than Heilech. So Heilech is only Kisri by Matone, I'm sorry, by Pekodin and Chay, Heilech is only Kisri by Pekodin and Chayiv, but not by Matone, but maybe Ten, that is more expressive of Sri than Heilech, is Kisri even by Matone. How do we know? So he's Midayak. He mentions the Rai. Echid Heilech is Lav Kisri, Ten Av Lav Kisri. Di Av Kisri, Matone, Kima Miur, and Pekodin, Mait Nam Ten, Dichid Nichmor Hashmin, and Achil Heilech Kisri, by Pekodin and Miur, so it is superfluous to mention that ten is Kisri by New Pekodin. Kolshin ten Kisri. Dafim Maton Av Kisri. So in other words, the Rani it's a fame deal. In other words, why does the Gemara have to spell out that ten is Kisri by New Pekodin? Once it is mentioned that Hilef is Kisri by Milven Pikon, assuming that Ten is Kisri by Matone, where Hilef is not Kisri, so Lachas Kamo Vechamo Ten that is Kisri Matone. So, where Hilich is not Gisri, so Bamilver Pikodin, where Hilich is Gisri, certainly Ten should be Gisri. So why does Gemara have to spell it out that Ten is Gisri, Bamilver Pikodin? So it's a raya that by Matone even Ten is not Gisri. So mainly the Gemara has to tell us that by Bamilver Pikodin Ten is Gisri. Or, Alright. Within 5 minutes I want to start the next year.
Nun Beis in Gittin, Tess Ador, Hetav Shalama Tess, March 8th, 1979 on Thursday.
Not an easy taste. The Gitti Noshim Mavulu Bishukha Avoli. Yerushalmi Boy, Hagatz Mecho. For your Avdi Shal Kotzi. Harechim Gulem. Harecho Yisoyish Te Shalom Kishrim. Harech Husulo. Less Mochalakato. Ilu Amich Rabdi Shalom Midaiti Shemu in the Mochu. Ilu Am Garishi Shalom Midaito Shemu Mikrashisi. Kirush Al Deache. For the Vinka Al Kor Hei Vinishim Tiresh Al Deach Mokoch. Now what's the Pshat in that Yerushal? Now, so, the Yerushalmi raises a question. The Rabbonon of Rameyah say that under all circumstances, Shicho is a schutz, and under all circumstances, Tereshin is a chayim. So he says, Yerushalmi raises a question, we can visualize circumstances under which Shicho is a chayim. Let's say the master of the Eved is a prince, and the Eved is able to enjoy, as long as he is an Eved of that master, a luxurious, comfortable life with beautiful home and delicious food. And then, once he is Yetzel HaChayoser, he won't have all these luxuries and all these comforts. So how can you say that it is always his chutz? And then, suppose the husband of the woman is a leper. It's a contagious disease. So then it is chutz for her to be divorced from such a husband. So why does the Mishnah say that Gerushin is always a chayim? So that's the kash. Now the kash is very understandable. But the teret of the Yerushalmi is not so understandable. So the Yerushalmi gives the teret Elokado. So the reason as to why Shichu is always Ischus, even by Eved Chokotzin, even if the master of the Eved is a prince, because one can sell the Eved to another master, and shall be died of the Eved. And the reason as to why Gerushin is always a Chayiv, even though the husband is a Mukishchin, has a contagious disease, is because you are garish ishtol midaitesh and migeresh esi. So in other words, and there can be gerish in Balkov, but only if it is handed over into the hands of the isha directly. But suppose the isha makes herself unavailable, she escapes from the husband, she's in another city, she makes herself unavailable to the husband, then the husband cannot divorce her. So how does that answer the question? Now, so let's understand each teret separately. There are two kashas that Yerushalmi asks. Yerushalmi asks, one kasha of Yerushalmi is in the case where the Eved is an Eved Shel Kotzin, so it should be a chayim. So the Yerushalmi in the teret, you amich radei shalom daita shemim mocho. So obviously this teret of Yerushalmi is in conformity to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says here, when Reb Meir said to the Chachomi, he shaptuni, so he says, or sorrow. So the Sremiah said, he shaftuni alam zinis, mati shibuni ala trumot. In other words, in case, how can you say that this, in other words, Sremiah says to Chachomim, how can you, Chachomim, say that in all circumstances, Shicho is a schus, even if the Eved is an Eved Shalkeyen. But if the Eved is an Eved Shalkeyen, so as long as he's an Eved, so he has an opportunity to eat Trumo. He can even go to the Bisagiren and eat Trumo. Even if God doesn't give it, so he can go to the Bisagiren and eat Trumo. Mashenkin, if he's eating Lechelus, so he becomes deprived of this special benefit that he enjoyed as long as he was an Eved of the king. So the Gemara, that's the question that is raised by Rav Meir to the Chachomim. So the Chachomim said, "Hanim kum hadol in maslisi mipni shehuki yoni." The boy shokli avoy zuzim Yisrael uposalei kol echadisi. So the Rashbo, the Chiddush Rashbo explains it. In other words, what does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir says to the Chachomim, he becomes deprived. He becomes deprived of truma. So the little bit of truma. So he shokel can get freedom. Of course, I mean, to be a mechilin is more than counterbalances the detriment that is involved in the deprivation of eating truma. So the Rashi says, of course, Rav Meir doesn't say that the deprivation of truma is worth more than all this the schuyes of being a mechilin. That he doesn't say. What Rav Meir says in the Chachomim is this. He says the halacha of zochel odin shalit b'fono can only apply to a case where every aspect is an aspect of schus, and there is no element of free, of detriment, of disadvantage. But if there is a situation where on the whole it's schus, in other words, the schus element is the predominant element, outweighs the detriment element. But as long as there is a detriment element, even though the predominant character of the shicho is schus, we can't say zochel odin shalit b'fono. We can only apply the halacha of zochel odin shalit b'fono in a case where there is no detriment element. But if there is a detriment element, but when you weigh one against the other, so this schus, it weighs more. So then you cannot say zochel odin shalit b'fono. Only when there is no element of detriment. This is the pshat. The Chiddush HaRashbo says, this is the pshat in Rav Meir. Not that Rav Meir felt that being able to eat truma is worth more than him. That's inconsiderable. Now, so the Rashbo says that in Rav Meir, but the same thing is true of Rabbonon too, because if the Rabbonon had been chayulik on Rav Meir, and Rabbonon held, no, as long as predominantly on the whole it's chus. So, even though there is an element of detriment, so we can still apply the law of Zofano. So why do they have to resort to this svore? Because the boy Shokul Abor Zuzem Yisroel Posle Kolechad Yisem, because he can sell him anyway to Yisroel and deprive him anyway. Why do they have to resort to it? So we see that the Rabbanon agree with the longness of Rav Meir, that there is no halacha of zochel odin shalit b'fono in any case where there is a single element of detriment, even though on the whole it's more schus than chayv. But Rabbanon say, where on the whole it's more schus than chayv, and the schus overweighs. Overweighs the chayvah. But there is a single element of detriment. If that element, then it depends. If that element of detriment could not be caused anyway to the Eved, then we don't say zochel odin shalit b'fono. But if the element of detriment could be caused to the Eved anyway, and on the whole, it's much more schus than chayvah, then we say zochel odin shalit b'fono. So, Mimela, this is what Rabbanon said to Rav Meir. Heine, he come hadrele, we must listen. We play shebuki yone, he boy a shokal abo, zuzen in Israel, possible. So, in other words, if and the whole, it would be chayvo, so then we wouldn't say zochmon mishot in front of. So zochmon mishot in front of, just because that chayvo can be cost to him anyway. Or even if the schus and the chayvo had been shvud, so then we wouldn't say that on account of the fact that the chayvo could be cost to him anyway, so maybe we can say zochmon. Just because he could bring about that disadvantage to the Eved anyway, so maybe because of that he can do it only in front of the door. But if on the whole the schus outweighs the chayv, but there is a special halachim zochmon mishum in front of that we cannot apply zochim if there is a single element of detriment, even though the element of detriment is relatively insignificant when compared with the major elements of schus. But that's the halacha. We cannot say zochi if there is an element of detriment involved in that sphere. So then, if the element of detriment itself could be caused without the shichur, so then we ignore that element of detriment. So since the simple element of detriment that shichur involves could be brought upon, could be imposed upon David anyway. Suppose he's not mishachar. All the one has to do is to sell the same eved to Israel. So he'll sustain the same element of detriment anyway, so he'll be deprived of truma. So mele we don't consider. So that's the teretz Yerushalmi. The Yerushalm Esikashe, we can visualize a case where Shichur is a chayv. What's the case? Suppose he's an eved of a kotzin, of a nobleman, a prince, who is also a prince in character and who treats him so nicely and who cares for him. So then, on the whole, it's more of a chayv than a tchus. On the whole. Unless he says, I mean, give me liberty or give me that. All right, but the average person does not believe in that concept, give me liberty or give me that. So the male on the whole, so it's more of his chus than a chayv. But the Jewish still, so I'm sorry. The Yerushalmi says that on the whole it's more schus than chayv. Even if he's an eved, I just made that mistake because in connection with Dishon, so where she is a wife of a Nukishchin, then on the whole it's more schus than chayv. But in connection with Shechol, so even if he's an eved shel kotzin, so on the whole, so it's more schus than chayv to be bechayv, even though he's an eved shel kotzin. So now the odin is very nice to him, but he might change. And what will he do if this odin dies and then he'll be the eved of somebody else? So memele, chayv shichol is always on the whole predominantly schus. But, like this, the rabbonim say that shichur does not even involve a single element of detriment. Mashiach came in the case of Abishal Kotzen, so predominantly it is schus, but then there is a single element of detriment. Because there are certain disadvantages. So the Yerushalmi gives the teretz, since on the whole, shichur is always a schus, even in the case where he's an eved shel kotzin. But we cannot say zochmon mishum b'fono if there is a single element of detriment, but this single element of detriment could be imposed upon the eved anyway, the kotzin, without being mishacharim. He could just sell him to a poor man, to a poor master. So, and on the whole, shichur is his schus under all circumstances, even if he is an eved even if he's an Eved of, even if he's an Eved of a Kotzin. But in the case of Eved Shel Kotzin, there is a single element of detriment. But that single element of detriment could be imposed upon him anyway. So it's like an Eved Shel Keir. This is that. Then, in regard to the case where the wife is the wife of the Mikdash Shulin, that's what I meant, and that's the reason as to why I made that mistake. So, in the case where the wife is the wife of a Mikdash Shulin, in other words, what's Mikdash Shulin? Mikdash Shulin means a contagious disease. That's Mikdash Shulin. So then, predominantly, it's a schus, because after all, as long as she's not divorced, she's exposed to the possibility of becoming infected with this disease. So then it is predominantly schus to be divorced. But by definition, there is always an element of detriment. What kind of an element of detriment? Because tav lemeisa, tav du lemeisa parmo. Death itself. So even when the husband is a mukeshrin and is afflicted with a contagious disease, there is still, so on the whole, predominantly it is schus to be divorced. But there is that does not wipe out the element of detriment of remaining alone, of tav lemeisa, tav du lemeisa parmo. And there's something else because of miseinis. A husband is mechuyev to support his wife, so even the husband is a mukeshrin, so he's still obligated to support her. But the moment he divorces her, so she's not entitled to any support from him. So there are elements of detriment, but true, on the whole, the predominant character of gerushin in such a case where the husband is a mukeshrin is chus. But we do not say zochlot mashal b'fonot. Even if on the whole it is chus, unless that element of detriment could be imposed upon the person anyway. But here it couldn't be imposed upon the person anyway, because if she doesn't want to be divorced, all she has to do is to leave town and make herself unavailable. What can the husband do? He cannot be migarish her if she makes herself unavailable. So that's the Yerushalmi statement. So memele, we cannot say zochel lo b'fonot. Alright. I think that's the plain pshat in Moshe. Alright, now. Omer Afrizi. Hatif is the Balchei, the Mokim Shechad Lacherim, Bono Machlik is the Bezal Rabono. The Knav Mishal is a Teir Gomar is with Linoni. Reblez are Imer Zoholei. Vachachomi Meimri Yitnenu Lom Neanim Tzori Yishen. Omer Amei Mar Vitei Merav Pop. So the Gemore wanted to Afrizi said, That's the machleik between Reb Lezer and Rabbanon. The Reb Lezer holds that Hatir Bachim Mokshchav Achirim is coming. So the male, the one who gathers the pay for another oni, for a certain oni, so he's Zochale, even though he thereby deprives a third oni of the opportunity of collecting the same pay. So is Tivachimok Shechav Achirim still coming? And Chachomim say no, Tivachimok Shechav Achirim li coming. This is at the expense of the third Ani, the third, the fourth Ani, all the Ani who cannot collect this pay as a result of this person's gathering of this pay for a certain Ani. Omer Amim, Abitim Rafop, Edil Meloi. Ah, Tali Komer Abdezo, Somo Dimi Gili Boi Mafu, Nichseva Veoni, Vichozelei, Nigili Zochalei Napshe, Zochalei Chav, Zochlechav, Avloch Eloi. That was the Gemara says that Enoch Aname, that Reb Lezer can hold that Hatif Bachim Mokishchav Achirim is loikom. But the reason is to why? Here he says it's kone, because here there is a mige, that mige is Zochle Napshe, so is Zochlechav. But here you have to resort to 2 minutes. First of all, because the one who collects the payer for the oni is a noshe right now. So in other words, what he has, it's miyodei to be mafkir in the chosim and be tamen on it. And then he'll be able to be zeichet for himself. Now the Gemara Rabbi Yechon says, Tim bachim b'kshechav la'achirin is lo yikoni. But amagvir mitzil chaver is kona chaver. Why? Because migedi boy is ochle nafshi, is ochle chaver. But over there, there is only one. We have to resort only to only one migedi. But here, Reb Lezer says that we can have recourse even to 2 migedis. Migedi boy machdel nichsev avon chodim migedi ochle avachah avochle. And Rabbanon can also say that but there the Talmud is al dichsiv loisilaki loni. So in other words, so the halacha of loisilaki loni implies that he cannot gather the payment for somebody else. But in general, the Rabbanon can say that the David Machim of Shechabachim is coming. The Rebbeze, how is lacking my obilay? My obilay? Mi boyalay, le hazi aloni al shalem. How is lacking my obilay? So Rebbeze says that to is lacking implies a aloche that if a noni has his sode, so he's also mechuyev to give like a cheek called pay of money. Alright. With lacking noni, some kinder achmon zlak mon lag yatar shvi ashin es muchon zlak ahad vese rohoni la zekon al shalei yomer ol mitl peyi vish vi sodi zrak osu mani yama peyi na vetesis dil mo loyi de chuyi baalmi di rapok yis lebeti vachi ma mishcha vachir em loy kone el vichsi vu is lak et roni vin te ima al imam yom al fere kam nit mure kol min zelom rachmoni lo isam yobit mahane im kin kononi so tizes kashe. What does the Gemara say? That the Rabbonon, it might agree that in Vachim Moksha Halachim is coming. The reason as to why here he cannot collect the pay for an oni is because there is a special Zeres HaKosu, lo yisilakit lo oni. So he says, so teizu zesikashe, there is a machlik, if tina bayim rovim tmur. As to why the Kolum Zer Brachmon Elisavi, is yovit nahane or yovit, is lo nahane. So Rabbi says that Kol Mitzvah Merachmon and Lisavit is Ovid Mehan. Is he Ovid Loi Mehan? And Abaye says Kol Mitzvah Merachmon and Lisavit is Ovid Mehan. So according to Abaye it says Kol Mitzvah Merachmon and Lisavit Ovid is Mehan. So even though there is an Isya to collect for another Oni, but it should be effective. So why do Rabbonim say that is not effective? Yish Leima, Yehoche, Bosa Lisilaki, ksiv mioni vlagei ata ze peison mashma do ikone but here because of the smichus between Moisilakit and mioni vlagei ata ze peison, so the Xerza Kosov implies that it's ineffective. Vintei vinilat mohe vahom dala vintzim chaveire vikone chaveire. ויש לה אימא, דיוחס וורים, שלא יזוח סותירו, ליוני, אלו מה, שכל אחד מלאקית לצייר אחת, ולחפחיז, ובמפורש אוכל את המאי לרבונו. מי שמתי לסבור אחרי בלי קונה, יתקל עם אימא, דימיוח יאלו. סותיר זה סקשי, why don't we learn out from here, from this, there's a course of מסלאקית לרוני, that I'm a beer, בציר לחבירי, to לקון לחבירי. לקון לחבירי. So Teitz says the Hoches Voreu shall nizoch sotero leoni elomah shekolechot milakeit litzeyachat. Why? What's the pshat? Why is it hisvore shall nizoch sotero leoni elomah shekolechot milakeit litzeyachat? So Teitz says he's saying that the Xerzakosu of Lizilaket leoni, so first of all it involves Zilab and Nisa, that a person is not allowed to collect pay for somebody else. And then, on account of the smichus of Lisilatik Leoni, so there is another Xerza Kosov implicit in this smichus, that he cannot be zeichet for the other one. That's the pshat of the smichus between Oni Lagiyat Azeveison and Loisilakit Loni. So Teitzus Kashi was, when Teitzus says, V'lil alf mohoche, V'al mil magbir mitzir lechaveir l'ikon lechaveir. So what kind of a Kashi is it? Over there, how can we learn it out? Over there, there is a love. There is a lap. Mashenkin here, there is no Isak. Is there an Isak to pick up him and see it for somebody else? The Shaila is whether it's effective. But there is certainly no Isak. But here there is an Isak, there is a lap of this lakadon. There's a lap. So why do states says, the answer is because we have two zerasakosovs here. First of all, there is a lap of this lakadon. Then we have another zerasakosov, an account of the juxtaposition, the smichus, between Loni Lagia Tazapeisom and Luis Lakiloni. So we have another zerasakosov that is ineffective. So Mimele, let us learn out from the other zerasakosov. He says, no, the other zerasakosov, we cannot learn out. We cannot draw an analogy between Lakmiya Mitzil Chavir and Obadiah. Because Obadiah, there is this swore, shall we zoch so tikol oni al kumashirach milaki. Litzir Chatzmei. So over there is an Issa also. So mainly it's Mistabe to say that the other Zerzakosov, that it's ineffective, it cannot be Zerche. Oh, he's only limited to that case where there's an Issa also. Mashaiki Magdir Mitzir Chaveire, there is no Issa. There is no Issa. So mainly, Meirchet Issa, that we should make an analogy with the Zerzakosov of Loni Lagir Tazepeso, where there is an Issa. Now the Mishnah says the chicho is a schus gom, and it does not even involve a single element of detriment. But the question was raised by Rav Meir to the Chachomi. It does involve a detriment, an element of detriment, because he becomes deprived of support as long as he was married. So he was entitled to support. So the Rabbanan say, no, he was not entitled to support. So the Meila Shicho does not involve a single element of detriment. So it's right that Yochel Arab Dun Alevra say, even his own Cho. The Gemara in the Maskone says that there is a machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and Rab on that question. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Yochel Rav Lima Lev Lassin Zoncho. And Rav says, Ein Yochel Rav Lima Lev Lassin Zoncho. Alright. So it's a raya that Yochel Rav Lima Lev Lassin Zoncho. So Yimora says, no, it's no raya from this mission. Hochem Mayaskin on the Omer Leit Tzei Maisi Yodech Ol Nisa. We could say, like Rav, that Ein Yochel Rav Lima Lev Lassin Zoncho. But here, it is because here the Mishnah means that he can say, in other words, that Shicho does not, Rabbanan say to Rav Meir, Shicho does not involve a single element of detriment, because he can deprive the Eved of this, he can impose this element of detriment anyway, by telling the Eved, then the Eved cannot force the Odin to support him. Also, the Gemara says, but then the Mishneh mentions the contrast between Shichu, Avodim, and Getisho. Getisho is Chel, because he does involve a detriment, because he is Mechuyev to support her. So if you are going to say that by the connection with Shichu, the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Odin said Tzimai Shidach Mesecho, so by husband too, if the husband says to the Isha, Tzimai Shidach Mesecho, so then he doesn't have to support her. In other words, if she can find work and the husband says, say my Zidaya of the Messiah, so then he cannot be forced to support her. Because the halacha is that if the Isha can find work, so the husband cannot be forced to support her. Isha do this out. So in other words, by Isha is a chayim, because even if the husband is ready to say, why don't you get a job? But suppose the earnings by the Isha will not be enough for her support, then he will be mechuyev to give her the rest. So mainly it involves an element of that. So Eved Namik Luisovic. So the Gemara says, so if you say that the Yochel Arav Limelev Dasim is uncle. So Eved, but he can still tell the Eved, but if the work, the earnings by the Eved are not enough for his support, then he couldn't say it. So the Gemara says, So it's a strange teretz. So in other words, what is the Gemara saying? That even if the Eved, even if the earnings by the Eved are not enough for his support, let's say he earns, let's say, $50 a week, and he needs, for his mizaynes, he needs $75 a week. So the Odin is not mechuyev to give him another $25. Why? So the Gemara could have said, because there is no chiyuv of mizaynes vis-a-vis an Eved. Vis-a-vis an Isha, so there is aloche sheok susolino soliika. So he's mechuyev to support. But if an account of the Takonis Chachomi of the Maise Yodeo of the Isha being connected to Mizeines, so Mimele, the Baal requires his schus to say, you work and I won't take any penny of your earnings, and Mimele, I don't have to support you. But if the earnings do not measure up to the amount of money that she needs for her support, so then he has to give her the rest. Mashein kein by Eved, there is no chiyuv of mizeinis by Eved. What does the Torah say? That an Odin is mechuyev to support an Eved. So why does the Gemara have to resort to this teretz after the Dum Karsel Ishavye, Limogel Mosel Mamitvye? That means that the Eved's work is not worth it. And suppose it is worth, suppose he's a very good worker, it is worth, there is still no chiyuv of mizeinis. So even according to Rav, that ain't yochel Rav limel asim mizoncho. So it only means that if he doesn't support him, he cannot tell the Eved to work. That he cannot do. He cannot be yochel zachem or b'shnei roshi. Tell him, tell the Eved to work and not support him. But if he doesn't, if he says stay by siyudecho b'nesecho, except that the earnings are not enough, why should he be mechuyev to give him the rest? And why would the Gemara have to resort to the time, to the fact that after the Dum Karsel Ishavye, the Gemara was made? So that's Tesis Kashi. So Tesis said that Kashi. Eved Nami Vlisopi. Vim Teim Arotu Mishin Vlisopi. Ye Rabbi Chaya Vlisenei. Vlisenei 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 Actually, the two kashas are one kasha. I mean, but the first kasha is directed against the kasha of the Gemara. And the second kasha is directed against the teretz of the Gemara. Why did the Gemara have to resort to the Kasha Shavi? The Gemara should say, because there is no chayv of mizeinis by it. Veimari, the salgadai toch, the regilisu, she'eved atzme hilich leivet esrade. אפילו כשאומר לצי מי שידך עוד מנסך משם הוכר בוי למי מה היכד מסופי שישחי ממזיינס כיו שמקום בו כמייתי משם הוכר מחד עלי בלושן זה עבד נמכר סלישב ולהוכר כאומר לאיר שמע מי יוכל הרב לילה לסי נזון חוד אפילו מי רדו מלצי מי שידך מנסך מקום בו כמי שידי הוי לישחי ממזיינס איסו אילה משם יוכר ואי נסל כדאי זה למי רדו מלדו ידי שם בי סופי כלישבי So what does this say? That the reason as to why the Gemara has the kasha, and the reason as to why the Gemara in the Teretz had to resort to the fact that the Eved is not productive because Munkalzer Shavye, because even though the Odin says Tzimaisidach Nesechot, but normally even when the Odin says to the Eved Tzimaisidach Nesechot, he does do certain routine work. Let's say he'll clean the house. If the Odin doesn't say Tzimaisidach Nesecho, then the Eved is fully involved in working for them. For the Odin. Day and night. But if the Odin says to the Eved, Tzimaisidach Nesecho, so then he has to get a job. So the male is not fully involved. But small jobs he does anyway. Let's say he cleans the house, he sweeps the floor, he does this, he delivers. He delivers to the Odin certain food. So Mimele, the Gemara has the kashe, even though the Mishnah has reference to the case where the Odin said to the Eved, but it's unavoidable that the Eved should not do anything. So the Eved still does little jobs. So Mimele, in view of the fact that the Eved does work for the Odin, and the earnings of the Eved do not suffice for his support, then the Eved should be mechuyev to give him the rest. So the Gemara says, no, the work that the Eved does, the little jobs, is not worth it. But if it had been worth it, something, so then, even though the Odin said to the Eved, but if the earnings of the Eved do not suffice, the Odin has to make up, give him the difference. What kind of a thing is it? Now, Gemara in the Maskone says that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rav, as to whether Yochel Rav Limel Eved Asim in Zoncho or in Yochel Rav Limel. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan that Yochel Rav Limel Eved Asim in Zoncho. Now the Rambam says in Perek Tes Mushtavoy Maloch Ezay Yochil Arav Lim Alav Deasim Zom Cho Ela Yelach Mishol Apsochim Yispar Nisim Ad Zdor Cho She Yisroi Mitzuvim Lach Yis Avodim She Bnei Yen Bamed Vom Amorim Vavod She Yimbez Niskokim Ligdeilim Mishno Meinom Vimu Yachil Avodo Viyashkin Karohu Hen Yidrichu Yom Musu Viyodom Cho Salmo Min Atzmei Yesa Mikolodom אבל עבודים שיכניס אלוי אישתי בתירס נכסים לוק חייב איזה מסיין שם נסקיין יכניס איסון שאם לא יוזן איסון יומוסו ויברחו והרי נחייב בכי נוסון so the Rambam says even though we pass like a vichnem that yochil arav lim lel asim izom ko that's only the avodim of his own but suppose his wife was machnis avodim b'teiras nechzim luk so then he's chayav and then he say why? Shamu naskein hichnis eison she im lo yotzen eison yomuso v'yivrichu v'arei ne chayav b'achinus chayav b'achinus and the question of Isis so what? They will run away? They'll run away. So we could explain this shit as a Rambam, we could explain on the basis of the fact that since because as part of the Tnoi Ksuve, as part and parcel of the Tnoi Ksuve, so supporting the Avodim of his wife is a duty that is due to the wife. So it's not as a chen to the Eved, but as a duty to the wife. So it has nothing to do. With that. But then, so the Rambam shouldn't say, Avodim sheichnis al yishte b'tiras nechzim luk, chayv nesayen. So then the Rambam should say that the wife can force her husband to support Avodim. Because otherwise, if the wife will not support Avodim, the Avodim will escape and then it will be her loss. And he is mechuyev to spare loss to her mechosim. That's part and parcel of the Tnoi Ksuv. The Rambam doesn't say that the wife can impose it upon him. But suppose the Rambam says, Avlavodim sheichnisalei, ishti b'tiras nechzim luk, chayim nesayen. So that means even if the wife tells him, I don't care, so let them run away. So even if the wife tells him, I don't care, but if the avodim are the avodim of the nechzim luk, so then he's mechuyev. What kind of a din is it? Why? Because if he doesn't, he says, if it's his avodim, So if they run away, so it's his loss. But if it's her avodim, so it will be her loss. It's Nechzim Luk. He's only entitled. He only has a king of Hades. But who has the king of Agufim then? The Ishi. So that's the wife's business. But suppose the wife says to him, "I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to support my avodim." call. So he says, because if he doesn't feed our body properly, he doesn't, if why don't you have to mention it? Chos, not chos. It's true that on chos al momin atzmei. Yeser mikol odom. But why does he have to say it? That's not important. Now, so the Rambam says that momin the agodim of nirsim lu of the wife. So the odin cannot tell them asein in his oncho. Then the miri mentions something else. This and something else. Another type of a body to whom we cannot say a thing in his own. Uchlo be'alim came made sheze sheyochel haravim alev a thing in his own cho davke bevet shaloi. Abo sheyichnisa soloi ishtoi betiras meru in yochel imake sheyim yomus o yibrach in chayu b'chiyusim. So that's the Rambam. V'chein at shatropes shol yiseimim v'yiseimim ktanim in yochel imar b'shul ha'yiseimim ha'seimim b'in zon cho. So there's another type of a body where we cannot say Yaseim Ibn Izon. We cannot say. Why? That's the case. Suppose the Aliseim, the father died, and the Aliseim Tani, and so Bezni was the man of the Apotropes to take care of the Yaseim. So the Apotropes, and then the Yaseim have a body. So Avodim Tanim. So the Apotropes has no right to tell the Avodim of the Yiseimim. Aseim even his own. Why? Because Sheim really shoots Lochem for Yiseimim. But is it just a question of being Chapa the Yiseimim? After all, Meichet Eise, it seems that in the case where the Bailim are Yiseimim Tanim, and who do not know, let's say, sometimes in the Ketanim they might be so little infants that they don't know when the middle of the Smelon, they could not express an opinion. So then the halacha should be that without the apotropes telling the Evet Knaili, Aseim Ibn Izoncho, they should have no right to take Mizenes from the Bechosim of Yisei. Because the basis of the halacha of Aseim Ibn Izoncho is the fact that there is no chayv of mizenes. There is no chayv of mizenes. If there had been a chayv of mizenes, so then the Odin couldn't say Aseim Ibn Izoncho. He couldn't say Aseim Ibn Izoncho. There is no chayv of mizenes. So Memele, if there is no chayv of mizenes, but if the Odin is a godel and he voluntarily supports the Evet, fine, wonderful. But if they are Ketanim and they don't know the meaning of this Melon, so what? And the Apotropes has no title in the Nechosim of Yiseimi. He's just a worker. What is the Apotropes? He just handles the Nechosim of Yiseimi. So what right does he have to use the money of the Yiseimi to do generous acts? If it's on the basis of Zorken and something else? Alright, so the Rama says that when we say that Yochel Arav Lim Alev Lasehim Ibn Izon Cho, if the Odin is not rich, but if the Odin is omit, so then Bezdin is keifing the Odin to support the Evet on the basis of Zorken. And so the Chiv of Zorken is primarily incumbent upon him, because in Zorken there is Haloche of Aniyeho Keimim. So the Odin, that's the Evet, that's his honor. Other people, so it's not Aliyah. So there is a ding dime. So in other words, so when that the Ramah says that, so when do we say that Yochel Arav Lelas in his own call, where he couldn't be mechuyev on the basis of Zohar? So in other words, so that means at the Tropic shall be saving me, the same Mahpur. So what? So it's not on the basis of Zohar. And then in regard to Tzedokah, by Yiseimim, so it's also Shaila, alright. So there is a loche that Napitropes can use the moment Yiseimim for Zdok. So there is such a loche. But this doesn't apply to a case where the Yiseimim are rich. It's not on the basis of Zdok. Here he says, Hatmitropes shall Yiseimim by Yiseimim Tani, in Yochaleima Bishla Yiseimim, Aseimim in his own ho, Sheimim Bishus Lochim Yiseimim. It's not a question of Lochim Yiseimim. Meichatei says, should Apotropes have a right to take the moment of the Yiseimim and support the Evet, if there is no chayv? If there is no chayv. So, now, the Rambam The Rambam says in Halacha Ches, Perek Ches Halacha Ches, Muta la'avid be'metnayim b'inferno, ve'av b'for, ve'av al pisha b'inkach, mit der Sassidus in Darke Chochmo, shiro dem Rachmon, v'rei b'tzedek, v'liach b'nele la'avdei, v'yotzelei, v'yachileu, v'yashkeinu, mikol machu, mikol mishni. חכמים ראשונים מיומיסטים לעבד מכל תפשו ותפשו שאוכלים ומקדים ללמוד זין הבהמס ועבודם לסודס עצמו הרי אמר כי נעבודם על יד עניהם כי נשיף כל יד בירתו וכן הוא יבזהו ביד ולבדבורי לעבדוס בסנקוס וללבושו וירבו לו פצוקו מכעס ולדבר עם מנחס וישפט עליסו וכן מפורש בדרכי יבטלי שישתבו בהם נממס משפטיו דיבעמוסי וריבו ממודי הלוי בבטן ניסנו לעשו ויחננו ברחם אחד ונחזור יס ועזוס מציאו ואחר מידע לזורי אבל זרי של אברום אבינו והם ישראל שהשפיע עליהם הקודש ברוך תבס התאו וציבו יסו מחוקים ומשפוט מצדיקים רחמונים הם הלכים וכן במדיסק של הקודש ברוך שציבונו לידו מישראל הוא אימר ורחמו ועל כל מעשו וכל המרחם מרחמים עלו שנאמר ונוסנו לו רחמים ורחמכו וירבכו Now, so even though the Rambam says, "Vachol pisha dinka midas chasidus vidar kechochmo shiodam rachmon v'reiv tzedek liach v'tiro adei." But here, midas chasidus is not to be understood in the usual sense. The usual sense of midas chasidus means something that is not obligatory. But no one could say that the mitzvah sasei the raise of a lachta b'drocho maru rachum v'fatu yirachum is midas chasidus. I mean, who could conceive of such a ridiculous thought that it's a mitzvah chassidus? It's a mitzvah seder ha'isei. The Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvos and Sefer HaChinuch, if someone is not a rachamon, so he's mevatel an eseder ha'isei, the same way as if someone doesn't put on tefillin, he's mevatel an eseder ha'isei. So this is not, when the Rambam uses here the loshon mitzvah chassidus, it's not to be understood in the usual sense of this. He uses the lotion of midas chassidus in the sense that there is no legal obligation. In other words, there cannot be any kfir, because even though there is aloche of ma'u rachum ma'fato yirachum, ma'u chanun ma'fato yichanun, but there is no kfir. Basically, you cannot force a person that he should be compassionate. If a Jew is an avzor, cannot be gaping. There is no kfir on midas. And midas, there is no kriya. There is no kriya. And the mitzvah, and the chavis al-hobis in general, there is no kriya. I mean, Bezdin could not be kefir a Jew that he should be mekayim the mitzvah of after rachat mei. There is no kriya. There is no kriya and midas. So, and the mitzvah of mahu rachum, malachta b'drochom, mahu rachum, afatri rachum, there is no kriya. There is no kriya. Just as I said some time ago, in connection with Tehillat Bachim of Shechav Lachir, that it's Tzaschei. What means Tzaschei? Hakores Tehillo, obviously Nechnafche. But why is it called Tzaschei? Because it's only moral obligation. But when we say moral obligation, we do not mean moral obligation. It's outside the scope of Aloche Chas V'Shalom. No, there is no such thing outside the scope of Aloche. It's moral obligation in contrast to a legal obligation that is enforceable by Bez. So, Amides, there is no kriya. According to the statement, there is no kriya. And the mitzvah of the Valachta Vidrocho, and the Rambam says, the Chem B'nei Zav Shlaka Lishbocho, Shem Tzivonu Leidom Yisbohem, Wehim Yav Rachma Laka Masa. But there is no kriya. So when he says in the Sitzis here, he means, there is no kriya, it's not a legal obligation. It's only a moral obligation, but not that it's an extract of grace on the part of the one. It is obligatory. So Mele, I'm mentioning that because the Rambam says now Teisves that Anomet Beis Teisves says Shmamin Yochel Shmamin that Rabbi Yechon holds Yochel Rav Mitzal Eved Asim in his own. Vitela, the Rabbeinu Nechemu Kepuktai, the Rabbin Gamliel, the Rabbon of Liel, the Lord will remember the Tigre Masov and Yochel, Masov and Yochel, Kilpol Liel, Viki the Askin of Liel, Dom Atsima Shidach Mesecho, Ushni Vasiris Lysopi, Im Kilkulal Min Yochel, Vishlima the Abba Gab, the Bishol Shon in Yochel, Vishni Vasiris in Yochel, the Bishol Shon in Tom Rachman Yasia, Kishi Yazel Absochi, Vishni Vasiris. Mishnei Batzeres. So this is a chiddush. That even according to Rabbi Yechonen, that Yochel Arav Leila Yassim Zoncho, so it's only when Shonim Itzki Tikuno. But if there is a famine, so if Shonim Itzki Tikuno, and so then he can, David can very well be supported in Azdoke from the Kupe. From the Kupe. So then Rabbi Yechonen says that the Odin can say, Aseinim Zoncho. But if it's Shni Batzeres, and he cannot be provided from the zdoki, from the kupe, so then everybody agrees that in Yochel Arav Leila Yassim Zoncho. So the question is why we are. Is the shaila whether Yochel Arav Leila Yassim Zoncho is a shaila in zdoki? In zdoki, so the shalim say that if the odin is only, the odin is rich, so then Bezdin is keeping him on the basis of Zdoke. And he cannot say, as far as Zdoke is concerned, why should I pay the Eved more for his support than somebody else? Because he has a din of Dime, because the Eved vis-a-vis him, that's his oni. Vis-a-vis somebody else, he is not an Yel. So the aloche of Asin Zoncho has nothing to do with Mitzvah Zdoke. Because it's based upon the fact that there is no legal obligation of supporting some male Shabbatim Shnei Batzeres. There's no legal obligation. There is no legal obligation. Why? There is a special chayiv of supporting an Eved Shnei Batzeres. Apart from Mitzvah Zdoke, there is no special chayiv. There is no special chayiv. Now, let's see the Gemara in Ksuvos. Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Nun Ches on the base as follows. Omar Avuni, Omar Av, Yechim Yishu Shulim Al-Bailan Zinz V'Neizi, Kosova Akit Kim Rabonu Mezini Ikea, Omar Zindeo Mishumeibo, Vichyom when Zayn Zayn Eise or should be on Mace. Tikin with Zayn is Tach Masi Yodeo. So that's Mashma that Masi Yodeo is the Iker. Eime Tikin Masi Yodeo Tach Zayn is. But Zayn is the Iker. Leime Misayim. Hamag is Masi Yodeo Ish the Ari Eise and Yecheles. My love bin Zayn is. Loi Bishayin Zayn is. I Bishayin Zayn is. I Bishayin is. My remember. אפילו אם עמדו מה יוכל הרב לי מלאבת עשה אם יבין איזון חו הנה מי לבב את נעים להכסיב בהם חו אבל אבדים לי דכסיב בהם חו לא וכל שכי ישתי וכל שכי ישתי Now, that's one Gemara. Then we have the same Gemara Das nun gibt. Sind keine. So this Gemara is in connection with an issue, with a wife. So in other words, so the Gemara says that even that a husband cannot say to his wife, "Asei mi ben izon." So the Gemara says, "Afil man do ma yochel rab lima lever asei mi ben izon ko hanim mi lever et night b'chisid beimcho abo hid b'dibri b'chisid beimcho loy v'kolshki nishte." Then, in connection with the bas, so the Gemara says that when Gimu b'ksuvis. Most from his, my sin don't see also a official gospel. Me so very shlach. Time in Chayo, all achamizes of the atzmo, by love the mizunet, loy b'shem mizunet. That the bas is not supported by the father. I b'shem mizunet. So what kind of a chiddush is it? So it's double portioned that the father is not entitled to the earnings of the bas if he doesn't support her. I feel mandoma yochel harav limalevet asim in his own cho hanu milabevet nai v'yisib be'imcho avu adegiv v'yisib be'imcho loy kol shkin b'itei. So the Gemara says in connection with the wife that if the husband doesn't give zinus to the wife, doesn't give the zinus to the wife, so Mimele, he's not entitled to take her Maisirai. He's not entitled to take her Maisirai. The earnings, in connection with the bas, that if the father doesn't support the daughter, so he cannot, he's not entitled to take any part of the earnings of the bas. That type. And why? How does the Gemara prove it? Because even the Mandor Maru says, I say, Yochra Avra says, oh, it's only with life. But a divrinat, why a divrinat? In other words, suppose an odin does not support an evidimah. So then he's not entitled to take away his earnings. Why? Because the Torah says, Kisocher kiteishof yirimcho. Kisocher kiteishof yirimcho. Kisocher kiteishof yirimcho. So, imcho b'machel, imcho b'mishne, and so on. So even in connection with the divri, so there is a loche of kisocher kiteishof yirimcho. So, in connection with the bas, certainly. In connection with a wife, certainly. So it's mashma from the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, the Gemara says, I feel the man doma yoch la rab ling lelas min zon ko, hanu le bevet nai, but he be imcho, avu le divri, si be imcho, loy, kosh ki bite, that according to man doma, ein yoch la rab ling alev la se imi vini zon ko. So why do we say, ein yoch el rab says, ein yoch? Meir hatei say, why shouldn't he be able to say, there is no chiv of mizenes. The Torah was not mechayev don to give mizenes to an eved. We're not talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah. So there is no chiv apart from the mitzvah of tzedakah. There is no chiv of mizenes to an eved. So why shouldn't the don be able to say aseim even is onch? Still, Rav says ein yochel Rav de la sezoncho. Why not? So from this Gemara it appears, since the Gemara says, "Afil mandom ayoch l'rav l'melevasim nizomcho, hanemil bevet nayim idikhsi beimcho, avol adibri dikhsi beimcho, loy kol shkibi teishof yeleimcho." That is mentioned in connection with evedibri, so it doesn't apply only to evedibri. It applies to bas, it applies to isho, and according to mandoma, who says, "Ein yochel rav l'melevasim nizomcho," so we learn out. But even according to the Mandoma, who says, Yochlarab, Halimilim with Naini, but the Dibri, there is certainly a course of Kisoch and Tesha Filimcho. So the Mele coached me, coached me, Ishte. But the Mandoma who says, Ein Yochel, so we learn out from Imcho, Likabir with Naini too. So what's the Aloch in it? But even Rav, who says, Ein yochel Rav limalev asim in zonko, but Rav is made it, that the Odin can say to the Eved, Tzei maiz yedecho b'nei nesecho. I don't want your earnings, you don't have to work for me, I don't expect anything from you, but I don't want to support you. So even if the earnings of the Eved are not enough for the support of the Eved, he doesn't have to give him the rest. Because there is no chiv mizeinis. But according to Rav, so and Odin cannot say, I say him even his own. He cannot say, but he can say, say my see the in his own. Why can't he say, I say him even his own? Because according to Rav, we learn out the Xerasakosuk that the Torah mentions in connection with Eved Divri, which is not peculiar to Eved Divri. Because Gemara says coach can be day. And by bide, so Bishlaimeli Gabi Ishtei, alright. So there is a special favor of Mizenis, Sheoksus of Nosso Yigma. And that's not according to everybody. The Rambam Paskins like the Mandoma that Sheiro means Mizenis, but the Atanoim say that Sheiro does not have reference to Mizenis, and Mizenis is only Takones Kachon. So we may lay, but by Bas there is certainly no chilum zinis. What is the Torah saying? That a father is mechuyev to support the Bas. Well, the Torah doesn't say that the father is mechuyev, but the Gemara says that even according to Mandoma, that Yochel Ravlim had ever seen in his uncle, but he could not say that to a Bas. In other words, if he doesn't support the Bas, so then he couldn't take away her earnings. Then not if any portion of the earnings of the Bas can the father take away. So when can he take away the earnings of the Bas if the father supports the Bas? How do we know this aloha? This aloha with the rice? And the same aloha there is in the rice in regard to a wife too. According to the Tanoim, we say the Cherok Suso Inoso all have reference to Inoso, but not to Mizenis. So Mizenis is not Midraise. But the husband, the Chachomim or Misakim, the Maizyadayim of the wife belong to the husband, so that's only as long as he supports his wife. But if he doesn't support his wife, he cannot take away the earnings of the wife. Midraise, even according to Mandoma, who says the Cheiro doesn't mean Mizenis. Cheiro does not mean Mizenis. Why? Because we learn out from Pisocher Titesh of Yeloh. In other words, so that's it. Vikoshkin Bitei, Koshkin Ishtei, and according to Rav, we learn out of it nine also. So that's a general Zeras Apostle. That if a person gets the work of somebody, let's say a delivery, so Mimele, he has to support him. And if he doesn't support him, then he cannot demand that person should work. He cannot do both. Take away his work and not support. That's the Gzeras HaKosuv in Kisocher Ketesh of Yelimo. So it's not the Gzeras HaKosuv that is peculiar to Evedivri. And in Haname, by Evedivri too, there is Aloche of Kisocher Ketesh of Yelimo. So that's only as long as the Odin expects the Evedivri to work for him. But suppose the Odin says to the Evedivri, who is interested in your work? You're not productive anyway. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to do any work for me. So then, Bezin will not be keeping the Odin to support the Medivri. The Aloche of Kisoche Ketesh of Yeleimoch. What do you mean Kisoche Ketesh of Yeleimoch? Like a worker. So if you engage a worker, can you reap, you know, the fruits of the work of the worker and not pay? You have to pay. So that's the pshat of the possible. Kisoche Ketesh of Yeleimoch. That you cannot take the work, enjoy the work of the Medivri and not pay. So you have to support it. You have to support it. So Mimele, and the Gemara says, we coached in Bitei, coached in Ishtei, so that means it's a general Zeres HaKosuv. It's not peculiar to Medivri. It's not peculiar to Medivri. Now, the Yerushalmi says that if the Odin has just one pillar, so then, and he has an Eved Ivri, so he's mechuyev to give away the pillow to the Eved Ivri, and he should sleep on the couch. So the Shem say that is only aloche, in Eved Ivri. So it doesn't mean it's only aloche in Eved Ivri. It's only aloche in Eved Ivri because he takes the work of the Eved Ivri. But if the Odin would say to the Eved Ivri, I don't want your work, then he's not mechuyev to give him his pillow. Even if he has 100 pillows, he's not going to give him a pillow. So it's only as long as he takes away his ma'isiyot. So then there is aloha of kisoche ketesh of yelimoch. So that's the general Gzeres HaKosuv of kisoche ketesh of yelimoch. That if you take his ma'isiyot, if you take ma'isiyot from the person, whether it's an Eved Ivri or the wife or the boss, so then you have to support him. And if you don't support him, you cannot take the Maizyot. You cannot take away both the Maizyot of the person and not give him his aids. So the Mandoma who says, why not? Well, yes, but there is no chiyuv of mizeinis. True, there is no chiyuv of mizeinis. So he can say, and even if he doesn't suffice, he doesn't have to give him any extra. But if he takes away his earnings, so then it comes within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kisoche Ketesh of Yelimoch, that he has to support. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Ein Yochel HaRav Levasin Zoncho, so he's also made it. that at the very outset, so since he takes away his maizyodo, since then at night he works for him, he has to support him. And if he doesn't support him, so basically at the very outset, he has no right to take away his mizenes. But it's his special schus, because since the Odin has a king and money in the Eved, so the melee can be matia the schus of being entitled to mizenes from the Odin. But at the very outset, even Rabbi Yochanan admits that an Eved who works for the Odin is entitled to mizenes. Where do we know that? Where is such aloche? This aloche is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosuv of the Soch Agitation of Yehu Yimoch. So the Gemara says, Kolshti Yishtei, Kolshti Bitei. And according to Rav, so it applies to the 92. According to Rav Yechanan, it doesn't apply to Eret 90. So it doesn't mean that according to Rav Yechanan, this aloche doesn't apply at all to Eret 90. But according to Rav Yechanan, at the outset, it applies to the 92. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that in view of the fact that the Odin has a king and woman in the Eved, so it can be mafkia the schus, the Eved says. But at its inception, the Eved had, the 90 has a schus to be entitled to support from the Odin, as long as he works for the Odin. Where is that schus given to him in the Gzeras HaKosuv of Kisoch HaKiteshev Yoyimoch? So that's the Gzeras HaKosuv, that if a person works for you, you have to give him his aids. He is entitled to his aids. Kisoch HaKiteshev Yoyimoch. It applies to him at 92, even according to Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan says, if the Odin is an Avosah, and Bezdin is not kifei a person not to be an arzot, even though there is a mitzvah of elachta b'drochov, but that the Rambam calls midasiris, not midasiris in the sense that it's not obligatory, but midasiris in the sense that it's not legally obligatory. It's unenforceable, but it's morally obligatory. I'll put in morally obligatory. I don't mean morally outside the scope of halacha. There is no such thing. But it means within the scope of the halacha, it's morally obligatory. It's morally obligatory. But there is no kriya. So Mimele, Rabbi Yechanan holds that on account of the fact that he has a king of the Eved, the Odin can be mafkia the schus of the Eved, of getting support from him. Only if he's mafkia, but as long as he's not mafkia, so he has his schus. Now we raise the question, why does the Miri say that the apotropos of Yisemim, even if the Yisemim are infant, he cannot say, Asemim even his own home? Because it's a chayim for the Yisemim. So yes, whether it's a chayim or a schus, but what right do the apotropos have? It's not their money, it's the Yisemim's money. What right does the apotropos have to give away the Yisemim's money? So the answer is no, because basically there is a schus possessed by the Eved Naini, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Since they work for the Odin, so they are entitled, they have a monetary schus of getting mizeides. Some in Mele, even if the Odin is a cotton and infant, but it's a schus, it's not gezel of the Yisraelim, it's a schus. But Rav says that just as an Odin of an Eved Divri cannot be mafkia that schus, there is Gzeras HaKosuv of Kisoch HaKiteshev, so an Odin of a Naini cannot be mafkia that schus either. Rabbi Yochanan says no. An Odin of an Eved Divri cannot be mafkia that schus, because he doesn't have a king and money in the Eved Divri. Mashiachin of a Naini, so he has a king and money, Kisheir Mechamele, so Mele, the Odin has a legal right to be mafkia the schus, the monetary schus of the Eved. If he decides to be mafkia, even though he acts as a moshos, if he is mafkia, and he violates the essay of the Olachto Bidrochov, but it's still his legal right to act as a moshos. There's nothing to do with that. So he can be mafkia. So only if the Odin is Ibal Das, and he says, I don't want to be a Rachel, I don't want to be a Chavu. So Memele is Mafia the schus of the Eved. But if Apitropsim of Yisenim, they don't declare their intention to be Mafia the schus of the Eved, so then they are Mechuyev. And Memele, so the Rambam explains, now, explains this aloha. In view of the fact, now the Rambam in connection with the Avodim of Nichsim Luk. So, in view of the fact, now the Rambam was bothered by this aloha. Because we see from the Gemara that Xerazakosov of Tisokhir Titish of Yelimo is not Xerazakosov that is peculiar to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kolsh can be taken, even though there is no Chiyuv of Mizeinis. To Ibas, there is no chiyuv of mizeinus to Ibas. Neither mit Reis nor mit Rabbanan is there a chiyuv of mizeinus to Ibas. But the halacha is here we have a zeras hakosuv that if the ab takes the earnings, the maiziyodo of the Ibas, so then the Ibas is entitled to mizeinus. Then the zeras hakosuv is also a teshul yimoch. Over there too, the Vedivri works for the Odin, so the Odin takes away the Maisiyodok of the Medivri, so maybe the Medivri is entitled to full support. He is entitled to full support. And the Madoma who says, he applies the same aloche to a Pnaim too. And Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Yochel, he also agrees that the Sakosel applies to the Pnaim. But Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Odin of the Tnaimi, because he has a Kinyan moment in the Tnaimi, can be Mafkia the Schus. He has his Schus moment. But Mashikon Eri Kon Rabbe. So Mimele, if the Odin wants to be Mafkia the Schus moment, he is Mafkia the Schus moment. But only if he decides to be Mafkia the Schus moment. But if he decides not to be Mafkia the Schus moment, so then, at its inception, and the Tnaimi who works for the Odin has the tzchus. Now, we can come to the Rambam. So now we can understand this Gemara. I mean, what Teisa says. Now, Rab, Gemara says, Shema min yochel Rab limer asim in his own chop. In other words, raya to Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, no raya to Rabbi Yechanan. We can say like Rab, that they yochel Rab limer asim in his own chop. Why in yochel? Because the yalfus and exer sakosu of Kisocher Kitei Shafir Limo. But, hoche maskin, domo etzim ha-shidach mesach. Die Chavosi gab ich schon, da muss ich mal sagen, das sei ich, ich schaue mal aoi. So ich mache, ich schaue mal aoi. So, true, when he say, ich schaue mal aoi, ich schaue mal aoi, then, it doesn't have any schuss on the basis of the Zasakosov of Gisoch and Gitesh of Yimoch. The Zasakosov of Gisoch and Gitesh of Yimoch only implies that as long as the person works for me, he's entitled to get support. But the moment I tell, even the Odin will tell the Abedivri, say my Sidach in the Secho, he's not the Chuyev to give him anything, not even one pillow, even if he has 1,000 pillows. So Gemara says, but he sure, there is a Chuyev of Mizedes, whether it's in the Eisen, Shef, Shef, Nasal Yigra, or Takon Eschachomim, but there is a Chuyev of Mizedes. So Eben Namib, the Rishofik, so Gemara says, Ab Nun Kansel, Ishavi, or Novel Mosel, my Mitri. So here is the Kashi. What kind of a kashi is it by the Gemara? Eved Namel Rishofik, there is no chiv of Mizeines, and the only schus that he has is to be entitled to support as long as the Odin takes away his Maizyodov. But if the Odin said to the Eved, say Maizyodov, and say, I'm not interested in your work, who wants you to work? So Memele, why should he be forced to support him even if the Maizyodov, the earnings of the Eved, do not suffice? So the Gemara gives the Teretz. So Tesis gives the Teretz, the reason is why Gemara has the cash. Eved Namel Rishofik, because even if the Odin said, so he is not fully involved in working for the Odin. But small jobs he does every day. The house, he does this, he does that. So Memele, the Gemara's cash is, even after the Odin told him, say, my Yisidach Nesecho, he still does some work, so Memele the Xeras HaKosu of the Kisocha Gedeish of Yelimoch, that if you take his work, if you take by his Maizyono, so you are Mechuyev to give him, to support him, should apply. So the Gemara says, if that that work that he does, even after the Odin told him, had been productive work, then, according to Rav, he would be, the Odin would be forced to support him. But that work, that normal work that he does, when he cleans the house, he sweeps the floor, he washes the windows, is not worth anything. He doesn't do any productive work. So Mimele, the Xerazakosu of Kisoka Ketesha Fiyarimo doesn't apply because he's not productive. Enoch Name, if he'll do real productive work, so then according to Rav, even if the Odin said to him, I see that on the Sechor, so the Odin could be forced to support them if the earnings of the Eved do not suffice. But the Mitzvah is that it's not productive, it's not worth anything. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. And that's the reason as why Teisa says, that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, Bishnei Batzeres, so an Odin cannot say, I say him in his own. Why? Because he couldn't very well be provided by the Kupa Shel Tzedakah. So the question is, so he couldn't. So it's not a question of Tzedakah here, it's a question of a legal obligation of supporting the Eved. According to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no legal obligation. The answer is that because we have to explain this thesis to get in conjunction with other thesis. Because thesis says, you don't have to explain it in conjunction with other thesis. So in other words, it's in the same line, it's in line with the same idea. I mean, but it's in line with the same oneness. In other words, that basically there is, if the Odin takes away the Maisi Odom of the Eved, then he is mechuyev to support it. That is the cause of Kisocha Ketesha Priyimoch. And the Eved acquires a monetary excuse to get support from the person for whom he works. That's a general cause. That if somebody works for another person, then he's entitled to a monetary schus of getting support from the person for whom I work. Where is that Gilzakos mentioned? Kisocha Kitesha Brimoch. But Rabbi Yechanan says, since an Odin has a king and woman in their head, and Mashikon Erevet Kon Rabbi, so he can be Matkia that monetary schus too, if the Odin so decides. So it's a schus by the Odin to be mafkia the schus of the Eved. But there has to be an explicit declaration by the Odin that is thereby mafkia the monetary schus of the Eved. So when can he, now the question arises, how can he be mafkia the monetary schus of the Eved? But that involves Arzobius, and the Jew is not allowed to be an Arzo. So that's the aloha according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he has his schus to be matkia, the schus of the Eved, even though that afkoye involves Arzobius. He still has his schus to be matkia, the monetary schus of the Eved. But when can he be matkia, the monetary schus of the Eved, if the Eved has an opportunity to be provided by the Kupa Shel Tzedakah? If Shoni Market Kuno. But if Shonim Anat Ketikuno Nishli Batzeres, and if he will have to be supported by the Tzedakah so many days, he won't have any food. So then the Odin has no schus to be mafkia the schus of the Eved. The Odin can be mafkia the monetary schus of the Eved only if the Eved will be able to provide for himself food from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah. But if the circumstances are such that the Eved will not be able to provide for himself from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, then the Odin cannot mafkir the schus. That's the reason as to why Teisa says that Bishnei Batzeres, he cannot say Asim in his own. Now, so the Rambam was bothered by a certain difficulty. Since basically the Eved has his schus, the Eved works for the Eved. For the Odin, has his schus to be supported by the Odin. That's the Xerazakosuf of Kisof Ketesha Fiyarimoch. But Rabbi Yechanan only says that on account of the fact that the Odin has a kinyan mom in the Eved, so just as he can take away all the belongings of the Eved, Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbi, so he can be mafkia the monetary schus possessed by the Eved too. But how can he do that? But how can he be Matkia the schus, the monetary schus of the Eved? But the Eved will starve. So the Rambam says, Shalom Naski. So he says, Av, so she lui she she in bezn is kokim lik daily lishna mameno vim lo yachil avodo v'yashkim kavohu et yivrechu o yomusu v'odom chos al mo min atzmei yesa mikavodo. Now, so the Rambam says that Bezdin is not mechuyev to be shemer the momeno. Is that a loche that Bezdin is not mechuyev to be shemer the momen of a person? Under normal circumstances, if the Odom does support the Eved, and suppose the Eved decides to take vacations to go to Florida every month for 2 weeks, so will Bezdin let the Eved go to Florida if the Odom does support the Eved? Of course not. If the Odom supports the Eved, and the Odom has his schus in the Maisi Yodov of the Eved, so maybe if the Eved takes a vacation, Shalom Daso Eved, he's a Mazik. Will Bezdin allow a person to be Mazik on the Eved? So why does the Rambam say, Shein Bezdin is kokin l'gdeli in Lishme Lomeinom, vim lo yachil avodo v'yashkim korohu, hein yivrechu ha-yomusu. What kind of a Rosh needs it anyway? Hein yivrechu ha-yomusu. So Bezdin, he says, Ein is kokin, Shein Bezdin is kokin l'gdeli in Lishme Lomeinom. So the Rambam mentions our, in view of the fact that the Eved basically has his chus, if he works for the Odin to get support from the Odin. But the Odin, on the other hand, according to Rabbi Yechanan, has his schus to be mafkia, that schus of the Eved. But is he allowed to be mafkia? He's not allowed to be mafkia. This is what the Rambam says. Vafal pisha dinka, even though he has a legal schus to be mafkia, the schusim, but it's not in the Sidus. In the Sidus, he doesn't mean it's an extra act of grace. Here in the Sidus, he means it's imal. I don't mean imal outside the scope of aloha. Al pidin it's imal, because it's inconsistent with the mitzvah of alaka bidrocha. But there is no kriya in this. There is no kriya in this. So Mimele, since the Odin himself acts as an arzor towards the Eved, so Mimele, the Avodim have a right to escape from the Odin. They are not either an Isra of Mazik. They are not either an Isra of Mazik. They would be either an Isra of Mazik if the Odin would well support the Avodim. And then they would try to escape. Then they would be even an Isra of Mazik. Then Bezdin would force them to come back. Bezdin wouldn't let the Avodim escape. But in this case, where the Odin refuses to support them, because the Odin decides to be an arzor, he has a legal right to be an arzor. He has a legal right to be machia, the schus possessed by the Eved. But it's shalokidim. The Odin acts shalokidim. So mimele, the Avodim have a right to escape from him, because if they'll have to rely on this doke. So the Rambam says, so then they have two alternatives. Either to die, to starve. He doesn't mean Yomusu Manish Yomusu. He means to starve. So either to starve or to escape. So then they won't have to work for him. But as long as they are available to the Odin, so maybe you always make them work. So they have two alternatives. Either to starve or to escape. So maybe the Alpidim, they are allowed to escape. Since the Alpidim, they are allowed to escape, so Mimele, the Odin can be Mafkia Deschus, because they don't have to starve. They have no alternative. They can escape from Alpidim. They have a right to escape from the Odin. So Mimele, they have an alternative to be supported, because they can escape from it, and then they'll work somewhere else. So, and it will not be gezel in their hands. And if they escape and they work somewhere else, so that should be gezel after all. The Maizyodo belongs to the Odin. So we see from this Rambam that this is natural Ekedin. If the Eved, to whom the Odin said, as in his own coin, he escapes, in another place,